We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, every day at 7:30, we bring you a General Assembly update on legislation that is currently before the House of Delegates and the State Senate at the Capitol. And even with all the other mess that is taking place, there's still legislation moving its way through this session. Dana Schrod is the executive director of the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police. And Dana, I'm glad to have you with us this morning. Tell me your understanding about this hands-free phone bill that's before the General Assembly. Is it similar to what has been passed in Washington, D.C. and other surrounding states, or is there a difference?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
I think this is actually much closer to what has been successful legislation in other states and places like Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. We had a cell phone bill basically on the books for a couple years now, but it's just not enforceable. And so the changes to the law basically send a very simple message to the public: don't drive while holding your phone, and sends a very simple message to our law enforcement officers that makes it easier for them to very fairly and simply enforce this law.
So it's a primary offense. You can be pulled over just for this. You don't have to be speeding or break another law in order to be hammered for this one.
Well, that's correct, but ironically, most of the time that law enforcement officers observe someone driving with a cell phone in their hands, it's because they're either driving too slow, too fast, weaving in the lane. So they've most likely already observed some behavior that drew their attention to the driver.
I see. And I should mention that this bill has passed both the House of Delegates and the State Senate. Just needs the governor's signature at this point. The question has come up whether police can effectively enforce this. And Dana, I told the story when I was working at the Capitol and this bill passed in D.C. A police officer in Washington knocked on my window and pulled me over from the sidewalk because I was looking at my phone while I was at a stoplight. So clearly the police can enforce it, but is it a problem for you all? Are you worried about how to enforce it?
I don't think so. That's one of the reasons why there's a delayed enactment on this bill, John. It gives us until January 2022 to do a lot of public education and law enforcement training. And the Chiefs Association will be doing training for law enforcement officers on the effective and professional way to enforce this law. But really, we hope the greatest impact of this law is public education, that people just understand this is not a safe driving behavior. I recall being in D.C. one time, and I went into the district, didn't know they had a hands-free law. An officer on the street saw me and just made the motion to his face that made me clearly understand right away, oh, wait a minute, I got to put my cell phone down. And I did. So it's a vast improvement in our current law.
And to be clear, you can't be holding it to look at your GPS. You can't. I mean, clearly you shouldn't be texting and you shouldn't be looking up information on the web browser. But I mean, even the GPS, you're not supposed to have it in your right hand as you hold the steering wheel with your left hand.
Well, I mean, the smart thing to do is to set your GPS destination before you even get going.
True.
So that's, you know, we're really just trying to recognize that there are other ways to utilize your cell phone for the things like GPS and so forth without actually manipulating it while you're driving.
And the good thing about the delayed
enactment
here is that you won't get hammered with one of these very expensive tickets. This is not a mild $20 or $30 fine.
Exactly. I mean, and that's the other thing about the law, is to basically drive home the fact that this kind of behavior is one of the leading, if not the leading, causes of injury and fatality crashes in the Commonwealth and across the country. And we need to start taking this behavior seriously.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us to put everybody on notice and start preparing for what appears like a change in the status here in the Commonwealth. And maybe it will. Maybe it'll help protect some people, truly. Dana Schrod, the executive director of the Virginia Association of Chiefs of Police, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.